Hachette Audio presents Stiletto, written by Daniel O'Malley, read by Maura Quirk. Dedication for Molly Glick and Asya Muchnik, with tremendous thanks. If you had taught her from the dawn of her intelligence, with your utmost energy and might, that there was such a thing as daylight, but that it was made to be her enemy and destroyer, and she must always turn against it, for it had blighted you and would else blight her. If you had done this, and then, for a purpose, had wanted her to take naturally to the daylight, and she could not do it, you would have been disappointed and angry. Charles Dickens, Great Expectations. Optometry is the discipline of vision. What its boundaries will be depends upon what the word vision means to the profession. A. M. Skeffington, May 1974. To Felicity Jane Clements, pawn of the Chequet Group and ward of H.M. Government. You are herewith called forth by the authority of the Lord and Lady, in accordance with your obligations and your oaths, to give service, in secret, for the protection and security of the monarch, the people, and the soil of the British Isles. On this day, you are to proceed with all haste into the London borough of Northam, to the location commanded. There, you will bend the abilities instilled within you to the task ordered. To ensure that you remain unknown, and that none remark upon your presence, you will be given clothing to blend in among the populace. To discourage civilians from approaching you, you will be sprayed with urine. Bring milk and chocolate biscuits. Odgers. Chapter 1. The woman was crouched in an alley, her back against the wall and her hands pressed awkwardly to the bricks behind her. She was not an appetizing sight. A tangle of dirty, dirty blonde hair hung down over her grubby face. Behind it, her eyes were open a slit, showing white. A string of drool dangled from her mouth. Apart from her ragged breathing, she was utterly still. She was dressed in several layers of filthy clothing and a pair of trainers whose mesh sides had rotted away almost completely and whose soles were peeling off as if trying to escape. She was also not an appetizing smell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?